T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Welcome on in, everybody. Welcome on in. It is Tobin and Leroy. I'm torn here. Okay, because here's what I want to do. Here's what I
no,
wanted.
I know. Hold on.
Just hear me out. No, I don't think you do. Okay.
Because I would say my boy got some goosies before that hockey game started.
Dude. That's where I wanted to start today. But
I wanted to text you.
I don't feel like I could move. Well, I saw him on Instagram and he's like, I was like, and it was already a Goron delicious day
because
he was already on the OG's podcast. I listened to half of it. By the way, the second half was even better when he told telling the Heat stories. So Goran Dragic banging the drum. I mean, it's Goosey's on top of it. It goes off the Goosey scale, how great that was.
Right.
Then on top of it, my guy had maybe the greatest save we've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
I have spent nothing over the last 2 weeks but doing rewatching the Max Holloway knockout on every angle. That has now been replaced by the Bob save. I will watch all of it. And I want to start there, but I'm heated right now, man. And I got to tell you, I think Leroy would be proud of me because we know Leroy is the keeper of customer service. And I am not. I'm like kind of just like, all right, whatever. You know, people suck sometimes. That's kind of my attitude. Maybe they're having a bad day. But yesterday, as you guys could see, I look like a bad impression of Hardy, the country music star right now with my glasses and my camo hat. And it's because I'm dealing with what I think is an ulcer in my eye, right? So my eye has been hurting. Yeah. I guess you could get ulcers. I don't know. So I went to the eye doctor yesterday, right? And it was not a great experience. To be honest with you. They had me, you know, unlike other doctors, you know, had me waiting forever. Like, but had me waiting in the eye chair, which was a new wrinkle to it. Usually you're waiting in the waiting room. They had me waiting in that stupid eye chair, Leroy, for 45 minutes. Like, after they bring me back, they do all the, where's the red balloon? And so I'm just sitting in this stupid eye chair, like waiting to get my eyes looked at. And the doctor just kept coming in and out. Be like, one second, be with you. But and then just was like gone. Okay? I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, must have double booked. You know, I then realized that they had seen the person who was booked after me because I had gotten there when they had gotten there because they got there a little earlier. So I have a 2:30. I had a 2:15. I'm like, cool, boom, boom, in and out. But they went to go see that person. All right, making me wait, not necessarily the thing that's going to like set me off. I'm a very patient person. You know, contrary to popular belief, I'm a very patient person, okay? Especially when it comes to my customer service.
Net worth and you setting up a story.
I swear.
Using
I'm a very patient person.
Of yourself.
Minus
that is
one.
Not, yes.
Dude, I'm a very patient person. I'm not a fraud. I swear to God, I'm a patient person.
All right. All right.
So, fraud. Whatever. They had me waiting a long time. Not anything new to doctor offices, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
But this doctor, she is looking at my eye, and like, you ever get like a reaction from a doctor that just is like, oh my, like it takes you back a little bit? She goes,
yeah, I did at the eye doctor. When you go, you can get two glasses for $79, and then you go get the eye test, and they go, woo.
Yeah, and that's what I got. I got a woo.
Didn't it end up costing $350?
It wasn't about the cost. It really wasn't about the cost. It was, woo. I was like, woo. I'm like, what is that? Woo.
You got Ric Flair wooed?
Yeah, like, woo. No, but it was like almost like a, it wasn't a woo. It was a woo. Like she had
like
looked into my eye.
Something that shocked him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. The doctor can't say that.
But she was like, you know, she's like, well, you got a bad ulcer. I'm like, all right. She goes, you're probably going to need to see somebody else for that. I'm like, oh, okay. She goes, but I'm going to give you a treatment. You know, and we'll see if it clears up in a couple, you know. So she's like, she's bouncing off like different paths to treat this thing. And she's like, well, first I get the woof. And then it's like, and then it gets to the point, well, you're going to have to see somebody else. I'm like, oh, okay. So who should I see? She goes, I'll give you a list. I'm like, okay, great. But I'm also going to give you this prescription. Okay, fine. And maybe it clears up in a couple days. I'm like, well, should I go see somebody? She goes, you should go see somebody about that. I'm like, but what if it clears up? And she goes, you should still go see somebody about it, but maybe it will just clear up in a couple days. I'm like, what is my path here? Like, what's, hey, coach, what's the play? You're the eye doctor. What's the play here? What's the play? And she goes, you know, take this prescription, and then we'll do a follow-up. I'm not going to be here next week, but, you know, somebody will hear follow-up, and I'm like, all right.
Wait a minute. So they want to get you for another.
What is these, G-League doctors?
Right. No, so
here
just,
it is. She wanted to get him for another copay before she's telling
him. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, I wasn't even thinking about that, Leroy. I'm like, fine, copay. My eye, I just want to let everybody know, my eye really hurt. It was not feeling good at the time. Like, I'm in a lot of pain on this eye. So you could tell me, hey, pay whatever you got in your account to get this eye pain fixed and situated, and I'm good. I'll do it. Whatever. But she kept like, but you know, you really should see somebody else. I'll give you like, hey. Do I see you? Do I take this prescription you're going to give me, hope it clears up, and follow up, or do I see somebody else? And who do I see? She goes, I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like what I'm seeing. So maybe you should see somebody else, but take the prescription and put a we're going to schedule a follow-up for next week.
Wait.
I'm like, all right, whatever. So I walk out there. I pay my exam fee, and she goes, as I'm leaving, I'm under the impression, I'm leaving there, Leroy, thinking, I'm going to take this prescription, but I'm going to go see somebody else, right? As I'm leaving, she tells the receptionist, but book him for a follow-up for next week. I'm like, I thought you weren't going to be here. She goes, I'll be there Monday at the Royal Palm office. I'm like, she's like, did you make that? I'm like, fine. Okay. So great. So I'm under the impression that I'm going to see another doctor, take this prescription, hope it clears up in a couple days, but also I have to go back and see her. Whatever. Paid my money, moved on. But my eye is in a lot of pain. I was not in a good mood. I was as cordial as possible, Leroy. Cordial as possible. These are our headlines, by the way, brought to us by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
So, I'm not even going to, you know what? I'm going to do this person a solid. I'm not going to name what your exam place is called. I could be a jerk and do that, but I'm not going to do that.
I would.
I would.
I know you would. I know you would. So I get the you ever get the feedback email? How many of us delete that, right? Ah, feedback, schmeedback. Who does that?
Hey,
I know
of
you
the three of us, who answers it every time?
You love a feedback. You love a feedback. And so I get the feedback email. Now, mind you, I'm not going on Yelp. I'm not going on. I'm not going on Google reviews. I'm not posting a review for all the world to see. It is their customer service,
the BetterHelp,
asking me, how was your experience, Mr. Tobin? Give us 1 through 5 stars. Opened up the email. My eye hurts, by the way. I'm not in a good mood. And I go, 1 star. And they're like, and then the next thing pops up. I'm like, what's the harm in that? Move on. Next option. Why did you give that review? With an open paragraph there. And I decided, you want to know what? Here's why. And I told them all, hey, got there, made me wait forever, switched me from room to room, had a doctor who felt like she couldn't give me the time of day, because I just kept getting this like antsy feel from her, like she was ready to go, like in and out. I was waiting there 45 minutes. I felt like she wanted to give me 5 minutes of treatment, get me the hell out of the chair, right? That's just how I felt. You ever feel that way? Like
until she gave you the whoop.
Yeah, well, not even, but it was
like a drive-through.
The woof was like a woof. Well, see somebody else, but come back. And then, all right, you seem like you're putting care into this. Anyway, whatever. Write a bad review, but I didn't send this for everybody to see. This is strictly to the office, I assume. Well, wouldn't you know it? I get a call on my way to work today, and it says, bloop, 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 I care. I'm like, that's probably just them confirming my follow-up. I didn't even think anything of it.
Right.
Send it to voicemail. You know, I'm driving. I'm going to work. It's already an experience driving to Miami these days with all the traffic we have, right? This doctor had the audacity to give me sass on the phone on this 2-minute-long voicemail.
Wait. She called you
personally.
Personally.
For lashing out.
Personally called me and is like, well, I just want you to know that I put all the care into my customers and that I, all of my patients, and that I the reason you were delayed is I had to tell somebody they had a detached retina, which I don't believe. And they were going to lose their sight.
First of all, you ain't going to an eye
Leroy,
doctor
no.
if your eye.
Leroy, you're not getting it. This is not the first time she's been reviewed like this.
Right. I know.
That's what's happened. For her lashing out like that, right. That's not the first time she's gotten reviewed. And been,
right.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Here's the kicker. As J-Fix said, aren't those reviews confidential?
I guess not.
They make it seem like.
I guess not. You know
did
what?
Did you name the doctor in your comments?
No, dude. It was like one of those things like wherever you just like go to a website and like you hit a star and there's a paragraph. So I hit the star, 1 star, and then it goes to the next page, which has the paragraph. But no, they obviously knew who it came from. Obviously.
Yeah, because
but I will
first,
also say. I will
her first rodeo.
I will also say I was very descriptive. Like there's no way they didn't know that it was me. Like if they read the review. There's no way that the person, unless the person's just a zombie, there's no way the person reading the review doesn't know that experience was with me. So maybe it was anonymous.
Yeah,
she
but
just,
that usually goes to corporate. It doesn't go to the person.
Well, it doesn't go to corporate, I guess. I guess because it's a sub-eye place of the Target Optical that I was at, right? And I've been going, and let me just say, I've been going to this.
You went to Target?
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I've been going to this Target Optical for 10 years. Lovely. Never had an issue. Lovely.
Right, then,
I've never seen.
Bullseye. Bullseye. That's the reason why you didn't get the great.
Let me get this right.
Yeah.
So, you went to Walmart.
Target.
And somebody. Huh?
Target. Difference.
You went to Target. And somebody else in there had a detached retina.
That's what they said, right? Right? That's what I'm saying. I had to. Well, I told you I didn't believe that. I was like, detached retina. Like, wait, let me just tell you, Leroy. When you go, if anybody has gone to a Target Optical, I'm sure like you, it's like the size of a closet. Like, you can tell all the things that are going on there. I didn't find medical emergency news being under the place. But dude, like, I've been going to this place.
Paramedic outside of Target.
I've been going to this place for 10 years since I've lived in my neighborhood. That is the place where I go get my prescription. And so now this is the first time I've seen this doctor in particular, but I assume it's under the same practice. Like the last time I was there, boop, boop, in, out. So whatever. So this, but I haven't even gotten to the good part. Okay.
So whoa, this there's more?
Oh, dude. This is why I'm so heated. This is why I'm so heated. So she's like, well, I care for all. This is, by the way, minute one of the voicemail. Minute two is, so I just want you to know, I will no longer be seeing you at our practice. I was like, we'll no longer have you as a patient at our practice. I was like, what? You're banning me? For what? You sucked and I'm banned? She goes,
now you got to call her out now.
Leroy's world.
Now you got to call her out.
I was like,
welcome to Leroy's world.
Hold on, dude. Let me get this straight. You sucked at your job and you're banning me? That's what's going on? She goes,
Because you filled out the stupid review.
Right. I was just honest. I was honest to Obes. I was just going out.
So let me get this straight. If you had deleted the review, you would have been at her office on Monday.
You mean her voicemail?
No, if you had deleted the review.
Oh, if I didn't have the review, yeah, for sure. I would have been there Monday. What happened, Vlad? We lost you. Now I can't hear Leroy. This is her. She's infiltrating. She's taking over. We're not able to. It's not you, Leroy. It's not you. We're getting Vlad back on.
Oh, there we go.
All right, we're back.
So if you had deleted the review like you normally do, no harm, no foul, you'd have been able to go there Monday.
Of course.
But because you filled out the review.
Right.
You're banned.
I'm banned. And this is the best part. She goes, this is, by the way, we're in 2024. You know how to give me a refund. She says, send me your address so we know where to send the check of a refund. And I said, well, that is the last straw. I'm calling her back. And I said, excuse me, ma'am, doctor, I don't want your refund. I don't want my refund. You keep my money and just know you didn't do a good job that day. All right. I didn't know what my next course of treatment was. She goes, well, and she goes back into the song and dance about the retina. I'm like, hey, I've been dealing with a lot of doctors. If anybody knows what's going on with my family and my wife, I've been dealing with a lot of doctors. I can sympathize. Doctors have a very, very tough job. However, once you are in the care of that patient, you're supposed to give everybody the same amount of care. You're basically admitting to me, you didn't give me the right amount of care, okay? So
right.
I don't want your refund. I'll take my banning, okay? But just so you know, you did a bad job.
Wait a minute. So then what I told me.
Yeah.
You know, I would have lost my damn mind. This would not be over.
Oh, it's over. Right? What else is there to do?
Nah, I can't be over.
What else is there to do?
Nah, I can't be over, Toby. You got to call her out.
All of Target. I would go through all of Target until I got to the bottom of this. You going to ban
the bottom of it?
Because you did a crappy job?
Leroy.
That's what that's called? That's called a person lashing out to try to make it sound like they really didn't do nothing wrong to their boss.
I know it feels, because here's the thing. Giving the refund makes her feel like, oh, it's all good. It's detached. The money's gone. No, she can keep my money and know I think she sucks. Take my money. It's okay. You did a bad job, doctor, and I'm really restraining myself for not blasting you on the radio. I really want to just say your practice. Say how much you stink.
You don't have to say it, but you could tell Vlad.
Nah, I don't want to. I don't want to. But I just want you to know.
You better not tell Leroy.
I just want you to
know. Nah, streets need a body, B.
But dude.
Streets need a body, right, Leroy?
And you want to know something?
A body. Streets need a body.
You want to know the other thing that make?
Hold on. You can't get away with customer service like that.
Accountability.
Your only recourse is to ban the dude and send a check
back. How do you ban? How do you ban me from a place I've been going to for 10 years because you've waltzed in there and been a terrible eye doctor? And by the way, I don't even know if it's... How do I even... Should I even take this prescription? What if it's poison?
Listen.
I don't even know anymore.
You know what they say in golf? Tobin, you know what they say in golf when they call somebody out on an infraction? We protect in the field. You got to protect the rest of us.
So I should say who it is so nobody else goes to this quack doctor?
In location.
Facts.
The target location. Everything. Because guess what? She's supposed to know your information anyway.
That's true.
That's supposed to be confidential.
It is supposed to be confidential.
And
she called you personally?
Personally.
Yeah, that's nasty.
And texted. And texted.
Nah.
She did a voicemail and a text like a crazy ex.
What?
Yep.
Nah, you got to call her out because, yes, you know, you're right. What the listeners are saying. Some next patient's going to have to go through this.
I'm going to have to think about this.
Nah.
I need to think about this. I need to think about this.
You're lucky it ain't us.
I need to think about this.
Hey, let me put all this up by three. Look. Dobes. I had to go get my glasses this morning.
You look good.
And here's the worst thing.
They don't work.
You know, You know how, like, you ever tried the bifocals or the transition where you go, you look down for the close stuff and up for the far? I had to not get that. So the glasses I got, these are the ones I can see far with. And it don't help me looking at this screen.
All right, we'll take a break. No selfishness unless we accept.
Wait, you got to protect the field.
All right, I'll think about it. I will think about that of blasting who this actually is. Because you may be right. I should be saving other people from.
No, don't save her like Bob. Don't save her like Bob.
I'm not saving her. Yeah, I think I should.
That's what you do right now. You're saving her like Bob right now.
Here's what you just. She was protecting. And she let a guy go scot-free, and you just reached out.
I just wanted to
saving her like Bob right now.
You guys,
do that.
You guys may be right. You guys are riling me up, but you may be right. You know what? I'm going to think about it, but I want to do what I was originally here to do, which was celebrate the Panthers for what was a thriller last night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Take you up until 2. Hey, Luke Bryan, coming to South Florida in September. We got your chance to win tickets to see him at the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm. Just keep listening for details. We will give you a chance to win those today. This is a Live Nation show. I showed Vlad during the break the text. And he stands by what I said. Pot Leroy up there, Vlad. Go ahead, Leroy.
Save the message, save the text.
Oh, they're saved. They're saved.
Leroy, personal group. I said she committed 3 violations within her first 3 texts for her first 3 lines. And she wrote a thesis.
It was paragraphs, right? I'm not exaggerating how crazy this
Tobin is not exaggerating. It was quite a long text, which proved one thing. That review was not anonymous. It was not. So it went straight to them when they send the reviews.
Yep.
Second, you're not supposed to let me know what other people's dealing with.
True.
That's You're not supposed to be. So you letting me know you had a detached retina. I don't need to know other people. That's a HIPAA violation. You're not supposed to let me know what, you know, no. And third, asking me for my address and then saying, well, we have the information in the system.
Right. Well, that
what was the point of that?
That was crazy. Well, that to me was the funniest part where it's like, hey, you're going to give a refund. Hey, either give the refund or it's 2024. You don't need to send a check. I paid with a debit card. You can reverse that puppy so quickly. Everybody does it. It's not like you need, if you know who it came for, you don't need to like go to the bank and be like, hey, let me print this out. But you know what? I digress. Let's get to the Panthers. Last night was awesome.
I was a little nervous. I was a little nervous after it was 2-0.
Dude.
And then boom, boom, 2-2.
Boom, boom. That
like,
Stamkos.
Yeah, it's the same thing like it happened in game one. Bro.
That Stamkos one-timer, but then Sergei Bobrovsky. Oh, this. Do you have the call, Vlad? If you guys, I mean, I can't imagine. Any sane person, just go to my Twitter account because I've retweeted it no less than 30 times. The Bob save. This save was incredible. They should have had a goal. Every other place.
It was an open goal.
It was an open goal. Netter, dude.
It was basically an empty netter.
Dude, it was an empty netter. And somehow, this cat, this puma between the pipes that we have in Sergei Bobrovsky, two-time Vezina Trophy winner, and all the focus that he puts through. He dives, blocker, pew, pew, puck goes off the blocker, no goal, crowd's going insane. Vlad, you were in the building. How goosies was the building when that happened?
The press box erupted. And you know we're supposed to be very, you know we're supposed to be
impartial.
No, nah, man. We went ape.
Well,
we went crazy. Like, that was ridiculous.
I would say this. I think the eruption was for a great play. Like, a sick play. You see what I'm saying? It just happened to be the Panthers. But I think you would have had a whole bunch of oohs and ahs if it were Tampa Bay's goalie also.
Wait a minute.
Which, by the way, I'm
sick. He was doing that as himself.
Which, yeah, I'm sick of him. I'm sick of him. I don't think there's anybody in sports I fear my team going up against more than him. And I know, like, the Panthers are up 2-0.
Jokic?
No. I thought about this today. I'm like, do I fear Jokic more or Vasilevskiy?
Nah, I know there's one guy you feel more. 15. Patty Mahomes. Gotta feel 15.
He's good.
Yeah, but it's still, that's a team thing. I'm talking about the other two, the first two guys, and Jokic and Vasilevskiy. Those single guys impact a game, impact every game. It's crazy,
dude. It was like a foregone conclusion that the Lightning were about to go up in this game, and he goes, no, it was insane. Because like, man, think about this. The Panthers, with this Vasilevskiy, he's so disheartening with how many attempts. It feels like the Panthers should be up 6-2 with how they were, with that the pressure they put on this guy.
That first period?
He's a mother bleeping wall. You can't get by him.
That first period, it should have been 3-4-0 Panthers. That's how good 88 is.
So imagine you've given up 15 shots on goal and you're down 3-2. Do you know how demoralizing that is?
Right.
Do you know how demoralizing that would be? So for Bob to just flip around and get that save, amazing. Trevor says Russian goalies, they're good. They are. The Russians, they're good. But you know what's crazy? They're so different. That's the thing that's good. Because we always say that with Bob, he is not big. This is what makes him breathtaking. It's kind of like when you watch a small point guard. I'm sure when you're watching Jalen Brunson. Because he's 6'1". 170 soaking wet?
No way. He's like 160, bro. Let me tell you this.
He's so tiny.
When I go to the, you know, when I go in the, you know, the locker room and getting the interviews and then, you know, I always make sure I got to get next to Bob, right? And then you see it and when he's taking off all the stuff, you're like, holy cow.
Yeah.
This guy is small.
I was like, dude, when I first met him, I'm like, huh? What is that? What? And but most, you know, I think most goalies are like, they're like 6'4".
6'3".
Every backup the Panthers have ever had has been 6'4", 6'5". So I imagine that's what you're looking for. That's what you're looking for. And to see what Sergei is able to do. And yeah, you guys know, I have a strong affinity for this guy. I love him. To see that he is now having his best Panther season in his fifth Panther season is crazy.
That's the greatest save ever.
Needs to be in a mural. It needs to be on T-shirts. I need that everywhere, that save. Do you have the call last night from Plagans?
Yes,
I do. This was the call last night on QAM.
Out of the zone, Cirelli, and he's going to take this into the Panther zone. Has a man trailing in. Let a shot go wide off the inboard. Put up front, Stamkos back. And what a save, Bobrovsky! Bobrovsky with the trapper to deny Dumba, the defenseman who was open in front with a yawning Cage. Sergei Bobrovsky displaying acrobatics to keep this game tied at 2. The fans here at Amerant Bank Arena can't believe what they just saw. That display of goaltending and gymnastics from Sergei Bobrovsky.
Absolutely. Diabolical. How did he come up with that?
But you want to, like, and here's the thing about it, because I don't think a lot of people know this. That's literally what he does in the offseason. He does mother bleeping gymnastics on a trampoline. And I'm like, I remember talking to him about this stuff, and I'm like, that seems stupid. I wasn't going to tell him that because he has an adorable Russian accent, and I would never say that. But I'm like, jump on a trampoline. What?
Wait a minute. But you praised Tua for doing
jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu.
Well, that was for safety purposes. But I'm like, but
So you're telling? Wait.
Welcome back, Toby.
Can you tell me
welcome
that
back.
What Bob isn't doing that he knows that is helping him?
Obviously, he does. But I thought, Leroy, imagine at the time. Leroy, first of all,
imagine Tua doing jiu-jitsu.
Leroy, first of all, imagine everybody at the everybody was making fun of Tua for taking jiu-jitsu. Number one. Imagine if I told you, if I did a show and I told you I got the goosies because Bob was on a trampoline. You would think I was an idiot.
I would have thought you the same way as I thought when you said Tua.
Dude, that's all that trampoline work. This dude and all the preparation he does, like a hockey samurai, comes through in that moment against your rival in a save you need so you're not deflated. I was like, holy crap, man.
The crazy thing is when you're probably playing in the game, you don't realize how great that save was, like the other guys on the ice.
Dude, and that's the thing that's crazy about him, because like Katie Engelson, and I'm sure Vladdy maybe was the same. I haven't heard the cuts after the game, so we'll get to some of that stuff. But he's talking to Katie Engelson on the bench, and he goes, he's just like, it's like nothing to him.
No, it's like
nothing to him.
They were like, we asked him, did he see the save? He's like, no, I haven't seen it. You know, it's, you know, I just stayed focused, you know, like that's all this is. That's all. By the way, I try to ask him questions now so that he can stay focused.
Attaboy.
So now,
that's how it's done.
Hey, we all have a little Tobin in all of us. Hey, after this morning, I'm gonna say we all have a little Leroy in us.
Tobin.
Hey,
telling you, dude.
Hey, we ain't letting you off the hook either.
What do you mean?
You
want me to blast her?
Yeah.
All I'm gonna say is save the text, and save because you know
I'm saving them.
Listen, here's the crazy thing. To whoever this young lady is or this doctor, right? While your feelings might get hurt, and people might be mad that you got called out. If he really wanted to be a jackass, he could get your ass fired for that nonsense.
Oh, I saw the text. At least 3 violations out the gate.
Wait till I play you the voicemail.
Oh,
which,
man.
By the way, people, I'm getting texts during the breaks of people who want me to play the voicemail on the air. I'm like, wow. Crazy.
But, you know, it explains a lot now, thinking about her name.
Is it Karen?
It's the closest. it's right up there with the Karen.
Take a break. It'll be so fitting. Oh, Susan. Karen or Susan?
Take a break. Back after this.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Now throw your hands up in the sky. I'm beginning on this.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. You guys can watch us on YouTube and Twitch. People got cat fever today. Panthers go up 2-0 on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah.
Who else but Carter Verhaeghe is going to give you the overtime goal? That's what he does. Overtime, clutch. It's Carter Verhaeghe time. It's swag time. Turn my swag
He's
on.
He's third in game-winning playoff goals.
It's crazy.
In overtime.
He's like, he's
played like half the games of some of these guys, and all the guys are like Hall of Famers.
How about the Lightning? The Lightning got a field and was like, we used to have that guy, you know? We had that guy. We didn't think he was on when the Lightning were super stacked. They're like, yeah, Carter Verhaeghe, let him go. What's he going to do? What's he going to do? Light your ass up. That's what he's going to do. Let me get Sergei Bobrovsky yesterday after the game, Vlad. Vlad was boots on the ice yesterday as the Panthers go up 2-0 in their first round series. And Sergei Bobrovsky lit up the internet with this. Even J.J. Watt was tweeting about it yesterday, Leroy.
About
the Bob save.
Oh, dude, it was amazing. I jumped out of my seat by myself watching the game because it was that incredible. You know, when you're like, oh, how did he get it?
Crazy. here was Sergei in the locker room afterwards.
Yeah, it was, the first shot he missed the net, and then on the second one I was a little bit late behind the play, and it was the desperation, try to throw as much body as possible, and I was able to make a save.
That was amazing. You know, did what I do, body. Here is Aaron Ekblad afterwards. Ekblad almost had a breakaway. That damn Vasilevskiy. You know, what are you going to do? Here was Ekblad on Bob save.
My vantage point was the bench in shock. It was incredible. You'd love to see him.
Yeah.
That's about what we all did.
Do they all go racing to the monitor and the floor on the bench? Because or do they look up at the Tron? Because, like, you know, Paul Maurice has a TV.
I think everybody was looking at the scoreboard, like, because the action kept on going. Like, that was the other thing. Like, you really couldn't appreciate it until there was a stop, and then they showed it on the scoreboard, and it was like, oh, wow.
It's incredible. It really is incredible. Here is the head man, Paul Maurice, on Bob's handiwork yesterday.
Maybe top 10 playoff for sure. That was impressive. It's really what makes these guys difficult, because you'll go stretches without shots. And his read going across that net as the puck's coming to the net is hard. So he's that's a heavy push, and he's all in on it, but it doesn't come back. It goes all the way across the grain again. And then it's just determination. Well, I mean, there's some pretty fine, if you watch the slow of the game down, there's some incredible saves going on, even in tight little areas, little tips. So there's some pretty fine goals that are going on in the series.
Yeah, it was so, like, both of them were incredible yesterday.
Yeah.
Like,
it is, look, it's fun to watch these two goalies. It's also very frustrating because you know some of the flurries that the Panthers put on teams, they don't usually – something getting through.
Well, Kachuk had that look, and how, like, he just goes to his knees and puts the stick behind his neck. He's so disheveled. It's like, this mother bleeper, 88. Vasilevskiy's just I think he is. He's the guy that I just look at, Vlad. I think he terrifies me more than anybody else going against the teams now. I think he does. I'm not even saying he's the best.
No, that's just a guy.
It's just because of past pain. It's because he's been shutting down the Panthers forever, and so, like, to beat him feels like the greatest feat.
Well, you have to have somebody just as equal as he is, and you do.
It was awesome. Very, very awesome yesterday. And us, of course, I would be remiss if I did not say how awesome it was that Goran Dragic yesterday bangs the drum.
Dude, when I saw that, I thought of you.
Everybody thought it too.
Everybody.
I got sent probably 30 DMs of just like Goran, like, Goran doing the drum.
Because I didn't know he was going to be there. So they would like, look up, and then, former Heat player. And I'm like, former Heat player is coming to the Panther game. Because I was like, I know UD's in Atlanta doing NBA TV.
Yep.
So I'm like, who's going to? And they say Goran. I was like, oh, my God, Tobin is going crazy right now in the house.
You don't lose when Goran's in the building. That's how that works. Gogi's there, and that means you're going to get yourself a victory. But yeah, I love that tradition. They bang the drum. Jalen Ramsey did game one. The Panthers are pulling. People want to bang that playoff drum, Leroy.
Yeah.
They've had some star-studded people. Tua's done it. Marino's done it. McDaniel's done it. I don't know. Who else? Who do
I think
we're
missing Spo. I think we need Spo to do it.
Well, you know, he does. He's not going to do that unless
he might be available.
Hey.
No, he doesn't have to do it. You know, you could do it on an off day.
He's not going to do it on an off day. There's no way he does it unless the season's over.
Come on. There's like 2 days off between.
No shot.
No?
No shot.
Damn.
Spo's not going to have a moment where he gets caught at Han and is like, hey, where was Spo last night? Oh, he was at the club in Boston. Never
going to
happen.
By the way, excellent breakdown of the Heat players going to a nightclub yesterday.
How he's great. Called them out one by one.
How great was
it? No, it late. Was because his breakdown of Nico is exactly right. Nico looked like he was like, I don't know about this guy. He's like, I don't know. You know?
Nico, come on, buddy. We're going to the club. He goes, but Bali, you can't. Under 21.
So you're telling me Nico's never went to a club in South Beach?
I don't know. I don't know.
There's no way. Come on, man.
I don't know. I don't know what he's up to. I don't know what Nico does. I'm not sure.
But he did look like he was his first time.
He looked like he snuck into a rated R movie. Oh, man. We'll take a quick break. Hour Tua. It's Miami Dolphins draft eve. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.